Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It just makes me feel like his girl. He's giving me love so steady. He touches my heart.
From newsounds.org, this is another in our live performance series that we call the Soundcheck Podcast. I'm John Schaefer. Since bursting on the scene in 2001 with her album Acoustic Soul, India Arie has somehow managed to show an independent streak even while selling millions of albums and racking up 4 Grammys. Her songs have often been about empowerment, identity, spirituality, and equality. So a new India Arie record, something that doesn't come along all that often, is an event. On February 15th, she'll release her new LP called Worthy. Today she's here to play an unplugged version of a few of those songs for us, beginning with this one called What If.
What if Martin didn't stand up? What if Rosa didn't sit down? What if Malcolm didn't man up? Tell me, where would we be now?
Where would we be now?
What if Molly didn't get up, stand up? What if Du Bois didn't come to advance us? And Mandela didn't come to teach us? Where would we be now? We are the ones we've been waiting for. We can change the world. We can change the world with our love, 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 love. 'Cause it is up to us. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We can change the world. Our love will change the world. We will change the world with our love, 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 love. Our love can change the world. What if Maya didn't speak out? What if Langston Hughes didn't write it down? What if Josephine Baker never danced it out? No, no. Tell me, where would we be now?
Where would we be now?
What if Sojourner never told the truth? Or Ida B. Wells never printed the news? Harriet never went underground? We are the ones we've been waiting for. We can change the world. We can change the world with our love, 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 love. 'Cause it is up to us. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We will change the world. Our love can change the world. We can change the world with our love, 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 love. Our love can change the world. Me too, I matter, you matter, we matter. Together we are love. Me too, I matter, you matter, we matter. Together we are love. It's gotta be all of us to stand up and speak out with all of our love. Love, 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 love. 'Cause it is up to us. Waiting for, we can change the world. Our love can change the world. Yeah, with our love, 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 love. Our love can change the world. Mm-hmm. that to me one more time. Oprah, Kamala, Ava, Tirana, and Lena, Serena, Viola, Opal, Patrice, and Alicia. You and me have a chosen right now. This is our moment. We are a people of motion. Our love's gonna change the world.
That is India Ari, live in our studio here in Lower Manhattan with the song What If from her forthcoming album called Worthy, with Joel Cross playing guitar and Demetria Dock on vocals as well. And India, that's all kinds of different from what we get on the record.
Yeah, all kinds of different.
Yeah, I like the modulation. I don't recall Kamala's name being on the...
Oh, no, she's in there.
Is she?
Oh,
okay,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It went by me then.
All the lyrics are the same, just the feel and the drums and everything.
Yeah, yeah. So let me ask you, when the opening couplet, What If Martin Didn't Stand Up, What If Rosa Didn't Sit Down, that is one of the most memorable opening lines I've heard in a song in a long time.
Thank you.
When you get something like that, do you think, holy cow, where did that come from?
Every time. I have a feeling you've heard songwriters say this a lot. Every time you write a song, you think, will I ever be able to do that again?
Right.
It's like magic. But when the first line is magic like that, then you know that a song is about to come out. That's how I know a song is coming. Because they don't always come. You try and they don't always come.
Yeah.
But those lines like that, what if Martin didn't stand up? What if Rosa didn't sit down? I smiled really big when you said it because I still am surprised by it still.
I mean, you're right. I have heard songwriters say variants on that theme. And very often, the ultimate feeling is the song was out there somewhere, and I was able to kind of reach out and grab it and pull it down to earth.
Yes. With this song especially, I feel like I need to do it before somebody else does. I wanted to tell this truth so much, but it took me 12 days to write, which is a long... I have songs that have taken years to write. Mm. Like, literally, I'll come back to it years. But to work on something for 12 straight days, I've never really done that.
Oh.
And I flew to my favorite city, Seattle, and because I had the first line, and I was like, there's something here. And I was trying to get it out, and I didn't want it to be a ballad, which is hard for me because I love ballads. And so I flew to Seattle and wrote it for 12 days because of that first line.
Yeah. Well, job well done.
Thank you.
Now, it's not the opening track, but it might as well be because the opening is just a little 30-second intro
That's
on the record Worthy.
That's right.
But that little intro is important because the title Worthy, especially when you are referencing some of the great figures in African American history, that title can be daunting. It can seem like a challenge or a question. So it seems to be important for this record that you're constantly coming back to this line, we are all worthy.
That's
that
right.
It's a statement rather than a challenge.
Yes, thank you for saying that. I hadn't thought about it that way. On occasion, I hear like interviewers or fans say that sometimes my songs make them feel uncomfortable, like they couldn't live up to what I'm asking. And that's never what I intend to do. What you just said about it being, it's an affirmation, because that's why this whole album is called Worthy, because I want people to remember that no matter how small or big your sphere of influence is, it matters, because everybody matters, because we need you to know that you matter. All of us need to know that we matter as a collective so that we can continue to evolve and shift the world. I make albums for myself, but I'm also taking people on the journey I'm on. And I want people to, when they listen to my songs or my albums, I want them to see themselves however they see themselves in there. And so Worthy is my journey, but I also want to take people on that journey too. I'm not saying you got to be Oprah. I'm saying you got to be you full out.
Right.
We, especially now. I mean, I feel like a lot of us are saying especially now because the political sphere is so crazy. But the world, you know, the history of humankind is violent.
Mm-hmm.
And love is the counter to it, as cheesy as that may sound. I fully believe love is the counter to it. And I think we are the ones who carry the love energy, and we have to do it.
Now, you said this song took you 12 days to write. This album... was kind of long in the gestating as well.
Yeah,
I mean,
it took 2 years.
If you ignore the, not that I want to ignore it, but the EP, the prior LP was a Christmas record, and
That's right.
Last non-holiday LP that you did is now almost 6 years ago.
Yeah, it was 2013.
Yeah. So, you know, was this a long process for you, or was just lots of stuff happening in between?
No, a long process. The word worthy actually became... I had merch on the Songversation. The album 2013 was called Songversation.
Right.
And I had merch on the Songversation tour that said worthy necklaces, just because I love words. We mm-hmm. all do. And I love that word. I love it. I love what it encompasses. Because, you know, you can say, you are so smart, or you're so pretty, or you're so talented or gifted. But to say you are worthy captures so, it encompasses so much. Yeah. And so when I heard it, I really took to it. I've been carrying it since then.
Wow.
And then I went and did a Super Soul Sunday interview with Oprah. We did a two-part interview. And we were talking about my music industry journey and some of the struggles inside of it. And she said, let me ask you this question. How long has unworthiness been your calling card? And I, you see me in the video go, I don't think, because it's Oprah, so I had to give it some thought.
Right.
She's one of our world's most brilliant people. And so what I realized is that a calling card is something you give to someone else. And I could see how people were seeing me as a person who was walking around feeling like a victim. I'm not going to say I don't feel I have been victimized, because mm-hmm. the music industry is wild. All the stories you
kind
hear
of specializes
true.
In that,
it
doesn't
specializes
it?
in that, yes, because you're so young, especially. But that's not how I felt inside about myself.
Yeah.
And so that made me want to take this word worthy and turn it into a full life project. And then that became an album, because I didn't know if I was going to make another album. Not intellectually, just I wasn't feeling it.
Yeah.
But I still carried, I was like, it's going to be called Worthy, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been a process.
Now that 6 years ago, that record, you produced that with Idan Reichel.
No.
No?
I'm so glad you asked me that. No.
No.
I didn't. So from 2010 to 2012, I did an album with Idan Reichel called Open Door.
Ah.
Open Door never came out because we couldn't come to agreement on the business. There's a much deeper story in there about how worthy ties into it, but I had to just walk away. And it was a really hard thing to do, because in 2009, I walked away from my career. It was almost like a master class, like, well, can you walk away from this too? And I did. And I cried over the weekend. And then I went into, I have a strong prayer and meditation practice. And I went into prayer and meditation, and I heard the words, do another album and start now. And Songversation was done in 7 months.
Wow.
And so that Middle Eastern feel is because I called my friend Sezen Aksu. You know who she is?
No, I don't.
Sezen Aksu has sold like 200, 300 million albums. She's one of Turkey's biggest stars.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of Turkey's most important people. I met her walking down here in the village, just shopping through stores, and she's a Muslim. And so they were having Ramadan.
Uh-huh.
And so we got to the register for her to pay for her clothes. And she said, do you want a date? Because they were breaking their fast. So I took the date and we started talking. And it turned out that she said Gladys Knight was her favorite American singer. And I said, I love Stevie Wonder. I mean, I love Gladys too, but Stevie is like my hero. And she said, oh, I love Stevie Wonder's song. And she started humming the song I wrote with Stevie.
Oh.
And so I said, that's me. And she called her son, who's in school in France, and said, India Avi? She has a very thick Turkish accent. Do you know India Avi? And he was like, oh my God, because he knew me. And she invited me to Turkey. And I went twice.
Wow.
And she's like an aunt to me. And so when you're in Turkey and you hear the radio, everyone sounds like her. And I was like, why does everybody sound like you? And she explained to me that she was the first person to combine classical Turkish music with modern. And so she's like a Bob Marley is to reggae. Like, she created the sound of modern Turkish radio.
Right.
And I just met her walking down the street. And so when the whole Idan thing crashed, I said, I wonder if Sezen will work with me.
Wow.
And I called her and she said, anything my India is doing, I'm in. And I went in 2 weeks. And so all that Middle Eastern stuff is real live players that Sezen bought everybody in to her studio. The only thing I paid for was ground transportation and my flights.
Wow.
And so,
I mean, it's such a great sound, you know.
Sezen Aksu.
Okay.
She continues to change my life.
So who produced this record? Did you do this one yourself?
I always produce them. And my executive producer is Aaron Lindsay. And Aaron Lindsay, from the gospel world. He also produced a lot of the songs. And then also there's production by Chuck Butler and my most consistent collaborator, Shannon Sanders and Brandon Birch.
So, you know, we heard a very stripped down version of What If, and the song is full of, you know, big kind of anthemic songs with lots of orchestration. Mm-hmm. But then there are also songs that are very kind of acoustic and intimate. Yeah. And following those dual paths seems to be something that has occupied you from the beginning, really.
You know, in the beginning, I didn't want to do the dual path. I did it because I felt like it was smart. I wanted to be on the radio and stuff. Longer conversation, but I felt like it was smart. Part of it was coercion. I could have walked away, but I didn't. In hindsight, I love my body of work, of course. Mm-hmm. This time, because I wasn't sure I was even going to release it at all, I just thought, let me just do everything. Just do everything. And so the song What If is one of the biggest sounding records on here.
Right.
And that's Chuck Butler. So I told you Aaron Lindsay is the executive producer and produced many. Actually, Aaron said, I want you to have one of those records that sound like All the Stars, Kendrick Lamar, or something with that warmth with the big drums. And he said, I know somebody in Nashville who can do anything. And it was Chuck Butler. Mm-hmm. And so he gave me the track and I had the first line and I flew to Seattle. But so this time, walking those two tracks is by choice, mm-hmm. totally by choice. And I feel like I accomplished my goal with the big songs this time. I feel like I'm always kind of like in between so that I don't get as big as they could. This time I was like, bigger. Even when we went to mastering, that's not big enough. Make the bottom big. So I'm having fun with that.
All right.
Got to perform What If at the Trumpet Awards the other day, and it was so loud. I've never sang that loud on stage, so we started acoustic and grew. So, yeah, so those two tracks are fun this time.
So the big ones are even bigger, which makes the intimate ones
even more intimate.
Even close, yeah.
That's right.
Now, the one you're going to do next, is it Good Trouble or In Good Trouble?
It's called In Good Trouble.
In Good Trouble.
Yeah.
I like this one a lot. There are numerous, maybe I'll follow up on this after you sing the song.
Okay.
We're speaking with India Ari. The album, Worthy, comes out on February 15th.
Yes.
And we're getting to hear some unplugged performances. Let's hear In Good Trouble.
I wanted to tell you that we were talking about those tracks. I feel like this one is between big and small on the record. Yeah, so. That's... It's so funny to be singing this in front of people. This is really a on the couch private song. This one especially. Okay. It was a one in a million chance the way that we met. Now I can't seem to get his smile out of my head. All that tall, dark, and handsome Africanness. This morning I caught myself wondering if he was too tall for my bed. Or now you've got me talking on the phone. Or now you've got me writing new songs. What the hell's going on? I'm doing way too much. That's how I know I'm in good, good trouble with you. I'm in good, good trouble with you. Just when the winter started getting cold, you came along and you warmed up my bones. I'm in good, good trouble with you. I love to leave my lipstick all over your face. I love to sit around and talk to you about music all day, every day. Oh, you're kiss is the cure to a thousand lonely nights. This morning I caught myself wondering how your hands would fit on my thighs. Oh, now you've got me talking on the phone. You've got me writing you songs. What the hell's going on? I'm doing way too much. That's how I know I'm in good, good trouble with you. Yeah,
I'm in good, good trouble with you. Just when the winter started getting cold, you came along and you warmed up my bones. I'm in good, good trouble with you. I could feel it the moment we met, and it gets better and better for real. I could feel it the moment we touch. That's how I know this is the real deal. And what if this goes all the way? I know it's kind of crazy to say, but now you got me thinking that way. What if this goes all the way? Yeah, I'm doing way too much. I'm doing way too much. I'm in good trouble with you. I'm in good trouble. This morning I caught myself wondering what it would be like if we shared a place. I'm doing way too much. We have only known each other for 7 days.
Song's called In Good Trouble. India Ari, live here in our Soundcheck studio on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast from newsounds.org. Once again, Joel Cross on guitar and Ametria Dock also singing. And, you know, in the pop world, especially India, everything, well, not just the pop world, classical music world as well. It's all about, you know, how high can you go? But you have such a wonderful low register, and you've dipped into it a couple of times already today.
Yes.
It's just great to hear that.
Thank you.
What I was going to ask you before we heard the song was, this song has one of a number of lines on this album, and again, this is not new for your songwriting, where I just find myself smiling. Mm-hmm. You know, in this song, it's the line about wondering if you're too big for my bed.
Yes, thank you.
But then there's also the line, I think it's earlier in the record, about, you know, if life's going to be crazy, I want to spend it with him.
Yeah, unsteady love.
And is it Roller Coaster that has the line about keeping up with the Kardashians is actually falling behind?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're turns of phrase. They're not like laugh out loud funny, but mm-hmm. they're turns of phrase that just
thank you.
Make you say, all right, there's...
Thank you.
There's something going on here.
Thank you. Hearing you say that is bringing me so much joy. It's fun to talk to someone who really listens to words. And this is my first real in-depth interview about the lyrics. And this is just bringing me so much joy hearing you say that.
Oh, well, great.
Thank you.
So let me then ask you about whether it's, I mean, we talked about before the two kind of parallel tracks, the sort of acoustic guitar-based mm-hmm. intimate songs and the mm-hmm. big lush produced things.
Yeah.
You're also following two different tracks in terms of your lyrical content, because some of the songs, you know, name names and take no prisoners, and some of the songs are these kind of loving, lovely ballads. Do they come from a different set of muscles, does it feel like, or are they coming from the same place?
Well, I mean, you know, they come from the same place, but...
Yeah.
They do come from a different set of muscles. Because, I mean, as we know in our culture and in our most cultures, women are socialized to be pleasing to people. And so when you get into the music industry, your job really is to make everybody like you. That's your unspoken job description. And so, it's easy to be afraid to say certain things or to do something different. So if I were known for the Take No Prisoner songs, it would be fearful to do the love. If I was known for love, it would be fearful to do the Take No Prisoner. And I think I am sometimes too nice. One of the things that causes me the most issues in my personal life is being too nice. But then there's another side of me that the people who know me, they'd be like, that's that gangster part of her. I'll just be like, everybody be quiet. I'm leaving. I'm walking out the door like someone. I just have to be like the boss, or I need things to be a certain way. And so I say I have two alter egos. There's India, then there's Naive, and then there's Nonchalant. And the Take No Prisoner songs are nonchalant. And I have that Take No Prisoner attitude in my life, but I haven't brought it to my music as often as I'm about to start doing. The song What If, like flying to Seattle to write it, because for me, that was both. It was like loving and take no prisoners, and it was loud and it had a beat. And so trying to combine both is something I haven't done much.
Yeah.
But I want to do more of that, because for me, that's what made Stevie Wonder my hero. He had a way of being able to sing about anything, and it was jamming all the time. And the most political songs just jammed hard.
Yeah.
And it was always on two tracks at the same time, seamlessly, you know, that thing.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to be that.
And how much West African and Caribbean music has highly politicized, often
right.
very provocative lyrics.
With the most beautiful major chords.
Yeah,
yes.
It's like, and you're just kind of bopping along. And wait, what?
Yeah. Yes. That's right.
And you know, there's a touch of that on this record as well.
Thank you. The song
Roller Coaster, for example. You know, it starts off as kind of a socially conscious piece of pop. And by like the third or fourth verse, it's like, oh, there was an iron fist under that glove all along. So let me ask you about one other lyric that kind of struck me, and it goes by really fast, where it's late in the record, and now I'm forgetting what song it is, where you say, I don't have to prove myself. I have nothing to prove.
Oh, before we started filming, you said your favorite one was
Coulda, Shoulda, Woulda. Yeah. It is Coulda, Shoulda, Woulda. Yeah. And this is one of the reasons it's one of my favorites. And then as soon as you've said that, there's like a voice off on the edge of the stereo mix saying, maybe you do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that way? Is that part of the industry as well? You always have something to prove?
It's either something to prove or a desire to explain. There's just a part of me that's just comes from a line of preachers and evangelists that's just like that. And I just want people to understand the things that I feel. But there's a part of me that feels like I have something to prove too. Just because people... Well, we do it to each other. We put each other in boxes. And they'd be like, oh, you wearing hair? You know, or, you know, just little judgments. And I want to grow. I want to always continue to grow. And I don't want to be afraid of the growth. So I started to look at it like, let me just go prove to these people that I got legs. Or I got that boss inside of me who can strut across the state. Let me just show them real quick. But like the real core of it is just wanting to explain things to people and to share.
Yeah.
And I'm stopping myself short of saying teach, but that's really what I do a lot. Whether you choose to take the lesson is on you, but I teach a lot.
Some of the most effective teaching is that kind of subversive, you know, slip it in while you're ostensibly entertaining or, you know.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. Yeah.
The music that makes the medicine go down.
Yeah, Bob Marley as well.
Yes,
yeah.
Bob Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bob Dylan was kind of medicine on top.
Yeah.
But yeah.
There were people who claimed that listening to Bob Dylan's voice was like,
the medicine.
You know, like castor oil or something.
Yeah, he has an interesting one.
Yes, he certainly
does. A special one.
So now the record is called Worthy. As I said, it comes out on February 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And the title track, by the time we get it, has already been set up by a couple of these short interludes.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes back at the end of the album as well. So it's not just a title track. It really is a kind of a bracket, it seems, for this whole project for you.
Yep, it's the theme of the whole project. All of the songs really are implicitly or explicitly imbued with the energy of that word, even the love songs, because you know something I've learned just through my travels and my tours and stuff, men really appreciate being sung about in a good light. You know, we all do, but so much of the radio was like, he did this and I'm not, you know, because complaints are make great songs.
Well, let's face it, a lot of men did do that.
And yeah, and they do. And they do. Joe, trust me, I know.
Yeah.
But that real deep appreciation of a man in song, like they really love it. And for me, that's...
We are so shallow.
I mean, you know, I love a good appreciation song too. Like songs that appreciate women or black women. I just love that so much. But so when I think about the word worthy in concert with that deep appreciation of a man, it's just like letting him know he's worthy. And then of course there's a song called Worthy. And then even songs like What If, you're worthy of your voice, your hands, your mission, your teaching.
Mm-hmm.
So they're everywhere in all the songs. So I made the choice to put the song Worthy at the end just because I felt like, I mean, I just wanted it to come at the end as a way to tie it all together. Because at first I had it as a number one song because that's what the person who loves to make gentle music would do. But then I decided to just do something different.
Yeah.
And I feel like at the end, it's a wonderful placement for it.
Well, and you kind of feel like you've arrived at something.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that. That's the journey of the album. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That's
We're speaking with India Ari. Let's hear a live performance in our studio of the title track from her forthcoming record, Worthy.
So you know Joel Cross is here playing guitar with us. This is one of the ones we wrote together. Four of them. Oh, I forgot, Joel. Four of the songs in this album I wrote with this guy. I forgot. Sorry, Joel. We talk about Aaron and Brandon, and we forgot to talk about Joel. So this is one of the ones Joel and I wrote, and also Joel's sister Angela wrote some of it too. Know exactly what you're thinking. I've had those thoughts a million times. I can see the question that's behind your eyes. Oh, you're searching for your peace of mind. Now listen up to this truth. You are me and I am you. Every one of us is worthy. Baby, girl, worthy woman, every one of us is worthy. Baby, girl, worthy woman, every one of us is worthy. I know your life, I felt your pain. I know your joys and your shames. Sometimes it feels like life walks over you, or like you're a penny on the ground. But either on the ground or in your purse, the smallest piece still holds its worth. Every one of us is worthy. Baby, girl, worthy woman, every one of us is worthy. Baby, girl, worthy woman, every one of us is worthy. Worthy of love, worthy of life. Worthy of saying no when something don't feel right. This is my song for you. Through all the ups and downs that life will put you through. Oh, so listen up to this truth. You are me and I am you. Every one of us is worthy. Yeah. Baby, girl, worthy woman. Every one of us is worthy. Baby, girl, worthy woman, every one of us is worthy. Every one of us is worthy. Every one of us is worthy.
India Ari with Joel Cross on guitar, Mitria Dock also singing, and that is the title track from the forthcoming record called Worthy. So this has been a process for you, India. Does it feel like the period at the end of a sentence, or has this kind of led you to something? I mean, are you like itching now to start something new, to start a new batch of songs, hit the road, whatever?
It feels like both. It feels like a period at the end of a sentence. And then after Christmas, I got super, super quiet, which is my comfort zone. I'm truly an introvert. And I sat on my yoga mat and my meditation pillow for hours and hours, just reading books and meditating and praying and thinking about stuff and looking out the window for like maybe like 18 days or something, just really just sitting there. And then once everybody came back to the industry to work, starting January 7th, I was ready to go. And that's saying a lot, because generally I'm not ready to go on tour.
Yeah.
I do it because I love the audience and the show. Historically, I haven't liked anything else that went around it. But now I'm like, I'm ready to get on the road and be in some different cities and wear some different clothes and be, I'm just ready. And also, I have another project that I want to do. I would love to talk about it, but it's too early. But much of it is recorded and I can't wait for that one. I was just telling Joel I wanted to play some of it for him. Much of it is recorded. What I will say, it's an orchestrated record.
Oh.
That involves covers.
Okay.
I can't wait to do that one, but Worthy's here now, so I'm just excited about a lot of things.
Well, we are very excited to have you back with the new record, Worthy, out on February 15th. India Ari, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
This is Soundcheck.
He's The way he touches me is so spiritual. He's so everything. He's a miracle, yeah. Just to look at his face, you would never know that he's the one. But after one conversation, you will see where I am coming from. His words are so gifted, his humor is so wicked. And he's a brainiac, and he makes me laugh like an aphrodisiac. He's got that magic.
That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.